Well,
work, okay.
You did a good job on that.
Oh, thank you. I always mention Merle's name when I play music because he had such an influence on the music that I love, and he was such a great picker. And he liked this guy called Mississippi John Hurt, and so did I. I think Doc and Richard too. And you want to do a sad blues song like Lewis Collins?
Yeah, I might jump in there on a note or two, a harmony on the chorus on that, Charles.
Oh, I hope so.
Let me get in the right gear here with you so I can... I got to have the other picks, too. Takes a little minute to get ready for a song. Yeah. Let me tell them a little story before you get into this sad song here. I remember a long time back, my cousin Roscoe Green was the preacher. Some of his folks might be here today. I don't know, but I wish you had been there when this happened. Wasn't long after he was ordained to preach till they were having prayer meetings on Saturday night, and Dad always wanted Brother Ross to preach a little bit on whatever text he chose on little short sermons to get him used to being up there, you know, in the pulpit. And it was before we had electric power in the church, and they had those little oil lamps hanging around, you know, and there's one hanging up there in front of the pulpit so the preacher could see how to read his Bible. And those little moths that fly around of a night got in there, and one of those things was zipping around that little lamp, and just as it came around in front of Brother Ross's face, he was taking his text from Exodus, and he says, "And God said unto Moses..." And the thing went in his mouth and he swallowed it. Dad laughed out. After the church service was over, Dad apologized. He said, "Brother, I'm sorry I laughed at you." And he said, "Don't you worry no bit about that." He said, "If it'd been you, I'd have laughed." He says, "You know what I ought to have said?" He said, "First, let me tell you," he says, it took nearly two glasses of water to drown that thing. It walked down. And he said, "I should have said he was a stranger, and I took him in."